Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
Today is Saturday, July 30th, and my name is Alonia Norwood. I'm a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter in Kansas City, Missouri. I am here with Pamela Moten Denton, a golden member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter in Kansas City, Missouri. The title golden means Pamela has met the 50-year milestone of membership in the sorority. We are here today to learn about her story as a woman of our illustrious Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. Pam, let's begin with you telling something about your beginning. Where were you born?
I was born in Kansas City, Missouri.
Tell us about your family growing up. What are your parents' names? Do you have any siblings, spouse?
Okay, my parents' names were Rashi and Alberta Moten. And I have siblings. And I have, my sister's names are Paula, Dr. Paula Moten Tolson, Patricia Marshall, and Pinella Washington.
And your spouse?
My husband's name is Loyal C. Denton Jr.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any children?
No.
Where did you grow up? What neighborhood did you grow up in?
I lived in Kansas City, Missouri, and in 1956, my parents built a house on 34th and Quincy, across the street from the Veterans Hospital, and that's where I grew up. And my parents sold the whole neighborhood, were close friends because my dad sold the land to the other people that were in our neighborhood. So they were all very close friends.
Okay. What did you do for a living?
I was an educator, a teacher, elementary, and I taught in the Kansas City, Missouri School District for 42 years.
Oh, wow.
During that time, I just dealt really with elementary age students. I love teaching. As I told you, I started teaching in 1968 in the Kansas City, Missouri Public School. And I started at West Rock Creek Elementary as a first grade teacher. At West Rock Creek, it was the year that the Kansas City, Missouri School District decided that every school had to have a black person in it. And so since I was just out of KU and I had done my student teaching in the Kansas City, Missouri School District, so they'd already observed me, they stuck me at West Rock Creek. And I was there for 2 years and enjoyed it immensely. I briefly taught in the Omaha, Nebraska Public School District from 1974 to 1976. And during my years with the Kansas City Public School District, I had an opportunity to not only teach primary grade students, as I said before, but I also was involved with early childhood education as a Head Start facilitator. And then I went on to become an elementary math resource teacher. My expertise was in primary math and reading. I also taught many teachers workshops and classes in reading, math, and professional development. In 2011, I retired from the Kansas City, Missouri School District as a lead teacher, staff, professional development chairperson for Gladstone Elementary.
Oh, wonderful. What high school did you go to?
I went to Loretta Academy in Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay.
It's an all-girls school.
Does it still exist?
No, it does not, but all four of us, my sisters and I, all went through Loretta.
Okay. What college did you attend?
I started out at junior college here in Kansas City Metropolitan Junior College for 2 years. And that was because my dad decided that I had always been an all-girls school. So he decided that he didn't want me to get carried away up at KU. So he made me go to Metropolitan Junior College for 2 years. And I enjoyed it. It was fun. And I got great grades there. And then in my junior year, as he had promised, he paid out of state so I could go to the University of Kansas at KU. The reason why I went to the University of Kansas is because my dad went there. And when I was a little girl, my grandparents lived in Topeka, Kansas. And so every time we went to Topeka, Kansas, you had to go by KU. And so my dad would sing the Rock Jock Jayhawk song. And he taught us all how to sing it. So all the four little girls and his daughters would all sing it as we went by Lawrence. So it was understood that even though we lived in Missouri, anybody that wanted to go KU could. Of course, I didn't realize I'd have to wait till my junior year to get there. But I finally got there, and so by the time I was there, I already was in elementary education. So
okay.
Had two great years at KU, and that's where I graduated from.
And when did you graduate?
I graduated in 1968 from KU with the education in science, BS in science in elementary education.
Okay. When did you become a woman of Alpha Kappa Alpha?
While I was at KU, I arrived that fall and immediately pledged and went over the following year in 67. So at the time, I was already a senior. And that was the original Delta chapter, so there's a lot of history, and it was fabulous. And in 2015 was their centennial, and I did attend all the centennial things also. So I was very lucky to attend Alpha Kappa Alpha Centennial in 2008, and then turn around and attend my undergraduate centennial in 2015. So those are really special times.
What led you to become an AKA?
There really wasn't anything. As I told you before, my dad sang his song, Going to KU, so I knew I was going to KU. My mother was an AKA. She went over at Alpha Iota Omega in Topeka, Kansas. And my aunts, my mother, everybody was an AKA. And my grandmother, even though she didn't attend college, she had a bridge group of only AKA mothers. And they were called the AKA Mothers in Topeka, Kansas. And so there was just no other thought about anything but wanting to grow up and be like your mother and your aunts and become an AKA.
What offices or titles have you held in Alpha Kappa Alpha?
The Bachelor's of Beta Omega Chapter from 1988 to 1990. I'm a lifetime Golden Star of Alpha Kappa Alpha, as they mentioned. I've held the Office of Anti-Bachelor's from 1986 to 1988. I've been chair of many committees. The main one that I have always been involved with was debutante ball. And in 1981, Jacqueline Tomlin was the deb ball chairperson, and Juana Hyshaw was the co-chairperson. And I was kind of pulled into, because they were both close friends, into chairing and being a co-consultant for the debutante ball. So from 1981 to 1988. In 81, I was did invitation chair. In 1982, I was consultant. In 1983, I was a screening chair. In 1984, I was the co-chairperson of the whole debutante ball. In 1986, I was a general ball chairperson for the whole debutante ball. And so I have been involved since being bassless from 2012 all the way up until recently. I've been involved with the career seminar in etiquette in the debutante ball. I have also served on the following Beta Omega committees. I've been program chairperson from 1986 to 88. I was nominating chairperson from in 2016 to 2017. I've been on the bylaws committee. As I mentioned before, I was the chairperson of the debutante ball. I've been on fundraising, but scholarship, Founders Day, health, membership, bylaws. So I've tried to keep involved when I've as a member. I've also been involved in regional committees at the 66th Midwestern Regional Conference, March the 14th through the 17th in 1996 at the Hyatt Regency. I was hotel committee chairperson for venue, I guess that's what it was called, and place. At the 84th Midwestern Regional Conference, March the 18th through the 22nd, 2014, again it was in Kansas City, and I was the co-transportation chairperson. That's it.
Thank you. How has AKA impacted your life?
How has it impacted my life? The ideals of womanhood, the service to all mankind through our programs and targets and committee work has brought me such joy. It's been an opportunity to be with other women. It's given me an opportunity to excel especially as a young woman. And even now in my old age, it's an opportunity to belong. We just went through a pandemic. And we couldn't meet, we couldn't get together. I gave up bridge, I gave up so much, and all of a sudden I was at home. But every month I knew I could go virtually and be with my AKA sores. And it was just amazing how there would just be a monthly meeting and there would be 101 sores there, and you could actually flip your camera gallery and just see all the people that you knew personally. They were still thriving, and it was just something that was so special, and it kept me going. It kept me positive during this period. So that is one of the ways that Alpha Kappa Alpha, being an AKA, has helped me survive through a very difficult time.
How did AKA influence your career, or did it influence your career at all?
Yes, it did influence my career. My mother was a teacher. There were other AKAs I knew that were teachers. And when I went to the University of Kansas, I asked that I could please do my student teaching in the Kansas City, Missouri School District, because that's where I wanted to eventually start teaching, and they assigned me to Ladd School, and my first teacher mentor was an AKA, so that was just great. She was active. Her name was Elizabeth Hughes, and so that was, my mom knew her, I knew her, and so that was just a great beginning. Now, unfortunately, when I went to West Rock Creek, since I was the only black person there, I had to rely on AKA friends and associates on the weekend. But my mom was still there spurring me on. And so it has been really great the many years. Like the year I was the chairperson of the debutante ball, it was so important to be able to go and do things. The principal at my school was an AKA. The vice principal was an AKA. So when Laura Hockaday showed up at my school one day wanting to interview me in the middle of the, they understood. they sent somebody else to take care of my class because it was very important when the person from the Kansas City Star wanted to interview you on your job that you have time to do that. So there's just been many times that I could call up other AKAs and say, what are you doing about this particular thing? Or what, you know what the school district just decided to do? What do you think about that? And so you could talk to these SARs, and it was just so helpful. So, yes, the sorority has been very helpful in my life for 42 years as an educator.
What was your most memorable AKA moment?
I became Bassus of Beta Omega in 1988. My mother had recently died the summer before in June of 1987. During my tenure as Bassus, my father had a stroke in February of 1989. The SARS of Beta Omega lifted me up, gave me the strength to complete my tenure as Bassus. Margaret Evans at the time was the anti-bacillus. She encouraged and supported me weekly during difficult times of visiting my dad in the hospital, of worrying about staff at his house. Beta Omega's kindness and support was just unbelievable, and I wanted to be noted that I will never forget the SARS of Beta Omega during that time.
What have been some of your contributions to community service or volunteer service?
One of my contributions that I think the highly of is the debutante ball. The debutante ball was a joint collaboration by Beta Omega and Mu Omega chapters of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority to present outstanding young high school ladies to Kansas City. And it started in 1951. It was an opportunity to recognize and encourage high scholastic achievement by providing scholarships for college-bound women. In 1986, the debutante ball was sponsored by Beta Omega only of Alpha Kappa Alpha. The deb ball required months of planning by Beta Omega SARS to implement all the cultural, civic, educational, and social ball activities. That year, there were 47 young ladies that were presented at the 34th Alpha Kappa Alpha Debutante Ball. It was Friday, November the 28th in 1986 at the Western Crown Center. The theme of the ball was the Visions of Excellence. More than 800 guests attended. Scholarships and awards totaling almost $20,000 were bestowed upon the debutantes. The Kansas City Call and the Kansas City Star covered the debutante season with numerous articles, interviews, and photos. The Who's Who and What's Happening Sunday section of the Kansas City Star did a full page, two full pages of the night of the ball for the following Sunday edition. The 34th Debutante Ball, sponsored by the Beta Omega chapter, was a total success, and I was very proud to be the Debutante Ball General Chairperson that year.
How have you impacted the lives of others through your AKA service?
I, of course, being an AKA, have encouraged younger people that I know to become AKAs. I have a play niece who, when she was at KU, decided, oh, okay, should I become a Delta like my mother, or should I become an AKA like my Aunt Pam? Alice became an AKA. And so that was just so significant. And recently, she phoned me, she's now in her 40s, and told me that she and her SARS has started a new Beta Omega Alpha Kappa Alpha chapter outside of Dallas, Texas. And so she was very proud. She sent me pictures, And I was so proud of her. She's always been an active member, but they had decided that the particular Dallas chapter was very large, and so they wanted to start a new one, and they were able to do that under SAR Midwestern Regional Twyla Woods Buford. And she was so excited. And so that was one of the first people that I really influenced. My younger sisters, of course, but that was, my mom was still alive then. They became AKAs too. I have sponsored several people to become AKAs after they had had finished school. But that was the most exciting one, was when my play niece Alice decided, I want to be an AKA like my Aunt Pam.
Nice. What do you like most about being an AKA?
I think I like most about being the AKA is just the sisterhood, the just being so proud to be a part of an organization that is so outstanding and is finally being recognized nationwide. I don't know if you realize, but the Alpha Kappa Alpha, I don't know if you know, but the Vice President of the United States of America is an AKA. And she just recently spoke to our National Boule, which is our national convention, in July. And she gave one of her major speeches, which turned out to be a policy speech, since it was shown nationally for the next two nights on national news. And we're so excited. There are so many women that you think of that are Alpha Kappa Alpha women. And it is, I know that we've become really well known. I was in an airport in June with my bags with AKA on it, and this man come up to me and said, I know what that means. You're in that same sorority with the vice president, aren't you? And I said, yes, I am, sir. And he says, well, what does the golden part mean? And we literally, standing in line, had a conversation about Alpha Kappa Alpha. So I'm just very proud right now.
Do you have a great AKA story that you can tell us or that you would like to share?
In 2008, as I mentioned, I was able to go to the Centennial Convention of Alpha Kappa Alpha in Washington, D.C. I went with my cousin, who, of course, is an AKA at the time. She is deceased now. And we had such a great time. We stayed in Georgetown. And every morning, we would get in the cab. The same cab driver had started picking us up. So is that the colors you're wearing today? Is pink today? The next day, oh, you're in green today, ladies. Oh, this must be a special ceremony day because you're wearing white. And we would say yes. So every morning we spoke to him, then we went to the convention center, and it was just amazing because we were able to go over to Howard University, to where it all started, and we had one of the largest assembly of AKAs ever in the nation. We had a flyover where they actually shut down all of the planes and airlines over Washington, D.C., and we had a big, huge show with fireworks and things, all in pink and green and gold, and it was, we all stood out and watched it. You could watch it from almost any place that didn't have trees in D.C. that particular night, and we were all in the media. It was such an outstanding honor, and it was so nice to be with 24,000 other women who on one day wore white, on another day wore green, and we all greeted each other, and we had a dinner that night that's for 24,000 people, and it was just fabulous. And that was one of my highlights of, and one of the enjoyable times. That was in 2008, our centennial. So when you think back, our organization was started in 1908.
Wow, thank you. What advice do you have for SOARs who are starting out in Alpha Kappa Alpha?
I think advice for SOARs that are just now beginning and have an opportunity to join Alpha Kappa Alpha is that the vision in our song is the ideals of womanhood and the service to all mankind. And I think through the programs, the targets, and the committee work, that if you need to actually be involved, and if you are involved, it will keep Beta Omega and all of AKA as a strong sisterhood, and I think you will gain a lot from it. Absolutely.
What do you want SOARs to remember about you?
I want SOARs to remember I was that short little AKA that was always smiling and always happy to be a member. And I tried to keep a smile on my face. I tried to embrace everybody in our chapter. And I loved being a Golden SOAR, even though I was only it for a very short time before we went into a pandemic. But I'm looking forward to coming back and sitting in the front row at AKA meetings again. So that is something I want them to remember me about, me.
Okay. This is our final question. Is there anything else that you would like to share?
No. Okay, I'm really excited about the fact that Alpha Kappa Alpha is doing these type of interviews with us older SOARs of 50 years or more. And I'm hoping that they will get a lot of information and a good timeline, because you're now picking up SOARs for the last 65, because we will soon have Pearl SOARs. We have had an opportunity to get a couple of Diamond SOARs history. And so I think this is very important. We're doing it nationally for with each chapter doing these type of interviews. And I think it'll just be great for our future for SOARs in 20 years, 50 years from now, to go back and be able to see a person like me with a picture and find out some things about her. So thank you very much for the opportunity to be a Golden SOAR interviewee. Okay.
Thank you for sharing your story, Pam. This concludes the recording for Saturday, July 30th at the Midwestern Genealogy Center.